The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
So the alcohol industry has cancelled supplies to 44 outlets in the Western Cape whose licences have been revoked by the Provincial Liquor Authority. This is now for contravention of the COVID-19 liquor trading regulations. And the alcohol industry has written to the owners of these outlets, informing them of the decision to stop supplies until their licensing conditions have been changed by the Western Cape Liquor Authority. So not complying to the level one restrictions. And tonight we have Patricia Pillay, CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa, on the line. Patricia, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the call.
So, Patricia, looking at the past few months of liquor sales, is the industry recovering well?
No, we actually not. We're not as full traders yet. On the retail side of things, we're only trading Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and so it's not on full trade. The wine farms as well, they considered retail. So you're not allowed to purchase from the wine farm. So they're also not recovering and not faring very well. So it's been very slow. So I can't say that we, you know, back in fully trading as yet.
We've also seen 44 liquor suppliers in the Western Cape lose their license. You know, can you maybe tell us more about this? And, you know, what was the reason for them losing their licenses?
There's various reasons, but, you know, I can assure you that to lose a license is quite serious. And the liquor boards would not revoke your license unless they've done proper investigation. So some of these would be for non-payment of your license fees. Some of them would obviously be for the breach of lockdown regulations, which we've all seen on news and media, etc. And this is what's most concerning for us, is when people are now violating your lockdown regulations, not wearing masks, not keeping to social distance, etc.
So, except now for those two reasons, you know, what other regulations are currently being broken the most by liquor outlets?
Well, I think for me, what's concerning is that the rules are in place to ensure that the virus does not spread. And it's not all outlets, I must just qualify that, but there are many outlets that we are seeing that are also trading beyond the hours of curfew. We have seen there has been reports of a few outlets who would lock the people within the outlet and then carry on trading so that, you know, you can't see people going in and out, but they're still in the outlet and they continue with their celebration.
Sure. So what are some of the consequences for these breaches?
Well, the minute your license gets revoked, we as the manufacturers will stop supplying to you. You cannot trade. You need to shut down and stop selling. If you sell food, then you sell your food only. You're not allowed to sell alcohol with that. And if you're only selling alcohol, you're not allowed to sell alcohol. You need to shut down your outlet. So it's very, very serious.
Patricia Pillay, CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa, joining us on the Business Hour this evening. Then, Patricia, do you think and feel it's important that we as the public report regulation breaches, if we see them happen in our communities?
Please, I think that's, you know, it's very important. And I think what's disappointing for us as an industry is that we have all fought really hard as an industry to open up. I think, you know, we've been on the radio before when we were not allowed to trade, pleading to government and saying to everyone here that we need to open up. There's livelihoods at stake here. And now we are opened up, and there are just a few business owners who are not complying and that are actually now posing a risk to all of us trading. So for me, it is important when we do see these businesses that are not complying to please report it to our toll-free hotline number. If I can give you that.
Yes.
0800-014-856. It is anonymous, and so you won't be, you know, named or shamed by anyone. And you can then let us know where is the outlet, what is the breach that you are seeing. It will then get investigated. It gets reported to SAPS as well as to the liquor authorities, and then the necessary action is taken. So it's 0800-014-856. And please, I think we're all in this together, and we need to make sure that we do the right thing.
Patricia, lastly, also, we've heard that the sector has committed an investment of 150 million rand into direct harm reduction interventions and programs over the coming year, and this now to assist the government in dealing with the health and social burden of alcohol misuse. Can you maybe tell us a bit more about this?
Yes, we have various programs that we're working on towards the social compact, with the various partners like labor, community, and business and government. And it is important that we be part of the solution in terms of alcohol abuse. So we're looking at alcohol evidence centers. This is along the roads where you can actually be pulled off. You can get tested for your blood alcohol levels, and then your fast-tracked process in terms of being prosecuted and locked up should you be found to be over the limit. It's various other initiatives in terms of ramping up security around taverns, ensuring we have cameras in place for safety for women with regards to gender-based violence to ensure that they get home safely. And it's various other initiatives in terms of ensuring no underage drinking takes place, licenses are asked for at outlets, and it is really part of our responsibility as an industry to ensure that alcohol is consumed responsibly, and especially with regards to beer in moderation.
Patricia, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to OFM, the sound of your life, the business hour with me, Cyril Fulham, Patricia Pilay, CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulham on OFM.